Your lead magnet should be attracting subscribers to your list like flies to honey. And if it's not, or if you're yet to put together a lead magnet that does the heavy lifting of list building for you, I have something that I think is really going to help. I put together a free lead magnet launch checklist that lays out every vital step for ideating, creating, and promoting your lead magnet. Whether you're starting from scratch or troubleshooting an existing lead magnet, this checklist is literally what my team and I follow to keep things simple, structured, and moving forward without feeling totally overwhelmed. From choosing your topic to all the web pages you need to actually create the lead magnet and where to promote it for the best results. This start to finish checklist is all yours for free when you go to amyporterfield.com/checklist. That's amyporterfield.com/checklist. Now back to the show. You're listening to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast, episode number 123.
Welcome to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast. Business advice so easy, you'll feel like you're cheating. And now your host, Amy Porterfield.
Hey there, Amy Porterfield here, and welcome back to another episode of the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast. And I've had to re-record this intro a bunch of times because one, we had some tech issues. Two, I think I sounded overly fanatic excited, but Rick said that's okay because we have something to be excited about. So first of all, I have my good friend Rick Mulready on the show today. He's back to talk about Facebook ads. Rick, how the heck are you?
I'm doing great. This is going to be our best episode yet.
It is. And that's no hype, guys. This is good. So here's what happens. When Rick and I are ready to do a podcast episode together, we get on Skype and we talk about what are the biggest questions we're getting right now. And one question that we kind of talked about in a previous episode, but we didn't really drill down on it, was this. I hear it all the time, like 2 to 3 times a day in my private Facebook groups. It goes something like, Amy, I'm running webinars and I want to know how much money do I need to spend on my Facebook ads to be successful on my webinars? Rick, you've heard this question too, right?
Absolutely. Hear it all the time. And I just want to, before we go on here, I just want to tell everybody listening that when you say that you're excited about this, I just want to show
people. Why are you laughing?
I want to share with people that you are like, holy cow, I have to slow down here. I'm getting so excited about this. We need to jump into this right now.
Seriously, I don't know what happens to me. This is why I am such a geek. And I know Rick can totally relate to this. When we come up with like a really good strategy or formula, I'm like bursting at the seams to share it. And anything we can put into a PDF or a cheat sheet so that like everybody gets to print it out and follow along, then I'm over the moon. And we figured that out too. I mean, this is going to be good, right?
Yeah, it is going to be good.
Okay.
Really good.
Let's do it. We are going to answer that question. If you're running webinars, how much money do you need to spend on ads to be successful? And what it comes down to is a true formula. So I'm going to tell you right now that there are 2 freebies waiting for you if you download them, but I want you to listen to this episode. I want you to hear Rick and I kind of explain it, but you definitely are going to want the freebies for this specific episode. So here's what we got in store for you. One, the exact formula we're going to lay out for you, we've put it into a PDF. So you have a one sheet. You can see all the little details that go in to figuring out how much money you specifically want to spend on your Facebook ads to fill up those webinars. Number two, we've actually created an Excel Google Doc that you are going to get your hands on where you get to plug in the numbers for your specific strategy into a formula to see exactly how much you want to spend on your ads. That was Rick's idea. That was a good one, Rick.
Thank you. I'm really excited about that because I don't know why I haven't done this before, but this is a really, really cool spreadsheet because it's going to have the formulas that we're going to go through here today. It's going to have all the formulas in there. So all you have to do is plug in your numbers and it's going to spit the numbers out for you. It's going to do all the calculations for you.
So good. So how do you figure out which numbers to put into that formula? Well, we're going to talk about that right now. So let's start at the top. The first thing that Rick and I were discussing that we wanted to share with you is when you're thinking about running Facebook ads and trying to decide how much should I spend, you've got to get really clear on what kind of ads you're going to be running in order to fill up your webinar. So there's some strategy around this. And Rick, I want you to kind of break down what's working right now with Facebook ads to fill up webinars.
Yeah. So there's a few different strategies that you can do. And I like to call this kind of like your game plan. So you got to have your game plan first before you jump into your ads. And of course, you can run your Facebook ad directly to a registration page for the webinar, you know, where people can register right there. And then they'll be in your lead up sequence in your webinar and be good to go. That's very, very basic. That obviously is working. You can also, and I know, Amy, you've talked about this a lot on your show here, is you can send people from your Facebook ad. And this would basically be for cold traffic. Now, I just want to caveat this though, before we go on. With the direct from ad to webinar registration page, you can still do that for cold traffic. It still works. But another strategy that you can test out too is you can start to warm those people up. And this is the part that I know that you've been talking about here on the show quite a bit, is you can send people from your Facebook ad to a great piece of content on your website, whether it's a blog post or a video or something like that. Then you can retarget those people who go visit your website with another ad that asks them to register for a webinar. Another strategy is working extremely well right now. And this thing sort of includes a functionality rollout that Facebook has done very recently. Some of you guys actually might not have it quite yet, but stay tuned, it's coming. Do a video. So do a Facebook video ad where you're actually teaching something. Teach something a little bit that you'd be teaching on the webinar. And then you can have a call to action that gets people to register from your video ad there into your webinar registration. So you're teaching something, you're giving value with that video, and then your call to action is to get people to register. And this whole functionality thing I was talking about is you can now retarget people who watch specific lengths of your video. So you can retarget people who watch 25% or 50% or 75% of your video. And so even though they're watching your video, but maybe not registering, that doesn't mean that they're not interested in registering. So you can set up a retargeting audience of those people who are watching your video and then follow up with them. You can retarget them with your webinar registration ad. That's a great strategy.
I love that. Let me get a little clarity around it because I'm actually not sure. So mm-hmm. This functionality you're talking about that's getting rolled out right mm-hmm. now, can everybody retarget anyone who watches that video ad, like the length, not part of the conversation? Can you always retarget the audience that watches a Facebook video ad?
You can, and your objective needs to be video views in order for that to happen. Facebook will automatically build a retargeting audience for you, but it's like somebody who's watching like 3 seconds of the video or like 95% of the video. The gap is too big.
Yes.
What they've done with this new engagement retargeting, as they're calling it, is now you can retarget people based on a percentage of the video that they've watched. So you can say, all right, I want to retarget people who watched 10 seconds or 25% or 50% or 75%. So you can get really, really specific. And then you can take it a step further and say, okay, cool. All these people watch 25% of my video. That's showing me that they're pretty engaged in that video that I created. Now I'm going to create a lookalike audience out of those people. And so there's all different types of things that you could do with this new video engagement retargeting.
Ooh, I love that. Okay, this is good stuff. I failed to mention when I was teasing everybody about this freebie, I didn't actually give the URL, and I like to give that in the intro before we get into the details. So if you go to amyporterfield.com/123download. So amyporterfield.com/123download. You will go right to the page where you can get the two freebies we talked about, which is the one-page PDF where it walks you through the entire formula. And then you're going to get access to that Google Doc, which you get to plug in your numbers into the formula. So just wanted to give that URL. Okay. So now we are literally moving into the formula. Are you ready for this, Rick?
Let's do it. This is the part that really super pumps me up because this provides such clarity for people that when you kind of, I know that when people are listening to it and they actually see it on the PDF or see it in the spreadsheet that we're talking about here, it's going to make total sense. And it's going to be one of those, oh, why didn't I think about that beforehand?
It's so true. And some of the time when I'm trying to think about how to teach my students how to do something, it's all jumbled in my head. And so I try to help them on the fly, like in my live Q&As in my groups, but I never feel like I really hit the mark completely because I know they don't have the whole story. To me, this is like the whole story we're giving them.
Yeah. And what we're going to be going through is an exercise of working backwards. And I talk a lot about this, you know, as far as what we just talked about, as far as setting up your game plan or setting up a strategy. Okay, I'm going to do a webinar. How am I going to use Facebook ads to get people into it? Well, that's our strategy. Well, you want to work backwards from the end goal. So in that case, our end goal is to have a webinar and get people to register for it. So what are all the steps that need to happen in order for that to take place? Well, figuring out what to spend on your Facebook ads when you're doing a webinar to have them quote unquote be successful or have the webinar be successful, you're going to do the exact same thing. You're going to work backwards from your end goal.
Okay. So walk us through it.
All right. So our end goal, whatever your end goal is, and obviously this is going to be different for everybody, but you have to start with what is your end goal? What is your revenue goal? So in this example here that we're going to go through, let's just say our goal is $10,000. So we want to make $10,000 from our webinar. Then the previous step to that is what is our price point of the product or the service that we're selling? Let's just say we're selling a course for $500. So then the previous step for that is how many courses do I need to sell at $500 in order to make my goal of $10,000? And so that would be 20 sales. Again, these numbers are going to be different for everybody. So we're just using sort of simple numbers here, but you always want to start with whatever your end goal is, and then you're going to know what your product is that, you know, let's just say you're selling a $500 course. So to make $10,000 on my webinar selling a $500 course, I have to do 20 sales. Okay. Does that make sense so far?
Total sense.
Okay. Awesome. Then from there is we have to know roughly what our conversion rate is on the webinar, meaning of the people who are on our webinar, how many of those people are going to convert? Okay. So I mean, I want you to talk about this real quick because you talk a lot about conversion rates on webinars and stuff like that. Can you kind of talk through that?
Yes. So what I typically say inside my Webinars That Convert program is that the better you get at webinars, the higher your conversion rate. It takes a little bit of time. So if you're brand new on webinars, you might actually only convert at 2%. Now, as you get better and better, that's going to go to 3, 4, 5. Typically, I'm somewhere around 10%, sometimes a lot higher, depending if that's a really warm audience, but I typically don't dip below 10%. So that's usually where I'm at. But I have been doing it for a long time, and so has Rick. So our numbers are going to be a lot higher than those that are kind of just getting into the webinar game. So anywhere between like 3 and 7%, I think you're doing really well. For this case, though, we're just going to say a flat 5%. And again, the reason why Rick came up with that awesome idea of the Google Doc and punching in your own numbers, if you're like, this is really new to me, I don't think I can convert really high in the beginning, then plug in 2 or 3% and see what that looks like. But let's use 5% for our example here.
Okay, cool. So if we do a 5% conversion rate, in order to get 20 sales, that means we need to have 400 people on the webinar. Because 5% of 400 people is going to give us our 20 sales. If we have 20 sales at $500 a piece, that gives us our $10,000 goal. Okay. So then we have to back out again. So in order to get 400 people onto the webinar, then we have to think about, well, what is the show up rate? So how many people are going to be showing up actually to our webinar? Because remember, we're thinking about how many sales that we're going to make on the webinar because our goal is $10,000. And so let's just say 30% show up rate. Amy, can you kind of talk a little bit about just sort of what the average is and kind of what you've seen?
Yes. So the average show up rate, the number of people that actually are showing up live to a webinar, is around 20%. So if you get 20% on, you're doing good, except Rick and I are not okay with that. We think that there are some strategies you can do to get to that 30% every single time you do a webinar. When I just did my Courses That Convert webinars, we were around 40% show up, which is really high for us. And we were really proud of that. Now, what we did is we did a really good pre-webinar onboarding sequence. All my Webinars That Convert members know exactly how to do this because I teach it in my program, but it's basically a series of emails that you're going to write. So when someone registers for your webinar, they hear from you a few times before that webinar goes live. And that makes a dramatic difference in your show up rate. So you've got to have that pre-webinar onboarding sequence to get people to show up live. And that will dramatically affect how many people are actually there with you live. So let's just say 30% because you're going to do some good work to get them on live.
Yeah. So if we're saying 30%, and again, this goes back to Amy with the Google Doc spreadsheet with you, when you have the formulas in there, this is one of those numbers that you can play with. And so we're going to use an example of 30%, but let's just say you put in 20%. Let's just say you put in 40%. Obviously these numbers are going to change. So if our show up rate we're saying is 30%, that would mean that we would need to get 1,333 people registered for our webinar. Okay. So if we have 1,300 people registered and 30% of those people show up, that gives us our 400 people on the webinar. Then if we have that 5% conversion, that's our 20 sales, $500 a piece. That gives us our $10,000 goal. Are we cool so far?
So cool. I love this. I hope you guys are just seeing how matter of fact it can be when you're looking at the numbers and actually saying, okay, I've got to see what's going to happen with mine, but I can play with them a little bit. So it's all a little bit of an experiment.
It's a numbers game.
It's a numbers game and it's all experimenting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then now we can answer exactly how much we need to spend on our Facebook ads if we want to reach this $10,000 goal on our webinar, because we know now we have to get 1,333 people registered. Then it comes down to, okay, if I'm going to run Facebook ads, roughly what is my cost per lead going to be? Now, obviously, this is going to be easier for people who have done webinars in the past or have run Facebook ads before for a webinar, and they roughly know what their cost per lead was historically. If you've not run Facebook ads before for a webinar, you're going to kind of have to take a guess here. And Amy, you and I talk about this a lot when it comes to, because we always get asked, what's a good cost per lead?
Yes. Right? So and what would you say to that? I was going to say, it definitely varies. Now, a lot of the times I like to say, if you're paying, let's say $3 to $5 a lead, you're doing really, really well. Would you agree with that, Rick?
Yeah, absolutely. I had somebody in one of my Facebook groups yesterday. He was getting like first time running Facebook ads for his business. And he was getting like $1.53 or something like that cost per lead. And he's like, I don't think this is very good. This is really high. I was like, are you kidding me? Like that's for your niche. Like that's really, really good. But that's the thing. It's for your niche. The cost per lead is going to vary from niche to niche. You know, somebody who's in the B2B space, for example, would kill for a $10 cost per lead, where other people might be like, oh, wait, that's way too high for me. So just know that it's definitely going to vary. For people with online businesses, what I usually tell people, very rough estimate here, very rough, don't hold me to this, but I like to say if you're under $8, you're doing pretty well.
I agree.
If you're over $8, probably time to look at the ads and see, you know, try to troubleshoot some things. So in this example here, let's just use a $5 cost per lead for our calculations here. So if we need to get 1,333 people registered at $5 per lead, that gives us our Facebook ad spend. And that is $6,665.
Okay. So time out.
Yes.
6,000 and some change. Some people are like, are you crazy, Rick? I don't have $6,000 right now to put toward this whole campaign I'm running. Mm-hmm. That's okay, because you don't necessarily have to get all of your leads from Facebook ads. A lot of the times Rick, I know does this. We use some people from our list. We use free social media and we use Facebook ads. And so if you don't want to go for the whole shebang with ads, you can do some really good things. If you have an email list, you're going to rely on that. And you're going to use social media. You're going to do Facebook Live videos. You're going to post a lot. You're going to do quality content on your blog. You're going to work really hard to get that free traffic. It's not necessarily going to work as well as Facebook ads, but there's some things you can do to kind of pad it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because now at least you know doing these calculations and sort of backing out from your goal and doing the rough conversion rates and so forth, at least you know now how many leads that you need to have. In this example that we're using here, you need to have about 1,333 leads. That doesn't mean, to your point, Amy, that doesn't mean they need to all come from Facebook ads. But if you're someone who's going to say, you know what, that's all I'm going to do is run Facebook ads, well, now you have a rough estimate of what you need to spend.
And the thing is, you're saying, okay, but I wanted to make $10,000 on my webinar, and now I've spent $6,000 plus on my ads. You're still making $4,000 with a webinar. And we're talking about a one-off webinar. Those who are part of webinars that convert know that I talk about a webinar system. So after the webinar, you follow up with emails and you get more people to sign up in your post-webinar sequence. So there's other things you can do. But Rick and I wanted to give you just the black and white. Here's the formula. Here's how you decide. And then from there, you can decide where you're going to pad it so you don't have to spend it all on ads. However, your safest bet is definitely with ads.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you bring up a really good point there, Amy, as far as like, well, if I want to make $10,000, but yet I'm spending $6,600 on ads, then you have to look at is, well, is my goal $10,000 just to make $10,000? Or is it, do I want to profit $10,000? Because if that's the case, then you need to start re-sort of jiggering these calculations here.
Rejiggering. But is that in the dictionary?
I was like, as that word was coming out, I was like, should I really say this word right now? Because it's the first word coming to my mind.
We rejigger all the time. That's cool.
I went with it. But if my goal is $10,000 and you do spend $6,600 on ads, you're basically saying I would give somebody $6. I'm going to give Mark Zuckerberg $6 and he's going to give me $10 back.
Exactly. Like,
I'll take that. I'll take
every
that all day.
Yep.
Yeah.
So cool. I'm so glad you outlined it. It's so incredibly powerful.
It really simplifies it when you just look at it from the end goal, what your goal is here, like what your financial goal is, and then just start working the numbers backwards. And then it'll tell you exactly how much you need to spend on your Facebook ads. And I know that in that spreadsheet formula thing that we're putting together there, you're going to have a little area, if I'm not mistaken, to take that number down, for example, if you're getting leads from your email list or from Facebook Live or whatever. So that will help sort of take the cost down from your Facebook ads a little bit because you're getting other leads from other areas.
Yeah, so that would be cool. You can plug in some of your cushion that you want to use if you do have a list or you are going to rely heavily on social media as well. So this is exactly answering the question, how much money do I need to spend on my Facebook ads to have a successful webinar? Well, I think this is the best we've ever done to kind of break it down for you. And do you want to add anything else before I wrap it up, Rick?
I think this is good. I think this has been a lot of fun because I love clarifying this type of thing. And because we get these types of questions all the time, I think this is going to be a great resource for people.
I do too. So don't forget, guys, you got to go check out the freebies, some of the best we've ever created together. amyporterfield.com/123download. That's where you'll get the one sheet PDF cheat sheet of the formula, as well as access to the Excel Google Doc where you get to plug in your own numbers. And as always, don't forget to check out rickmulready.com. Rick is always working on some cool things that anytime you need a Facebook ad expert, Rick is your guy. So Rick, thanks so much for being here with me today.
Absolutely. Love it. Thanks.
Bye, guys. Have a wonderful week, and I can't wait to connect with you again next week. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast at www.amyporterfield.com.
I wanted to tell you about a podcast that I know will not only get you motivated and inspired, but will actually help you grow your brand, your audience, and your revenue. It's a podcast from my very good friend, Julie Solomon, and it's called The Influencer Podcast, and it's a part of the Yap Media Network. So Julie is a best-selling author and a brand expert, and she's dedicated her entire career to helping entrepreneurs and creators like you tap into their next levels of visibility and impact so you can become the leader that you were born to be. If you're looking for actionable advice delivered directly to your earbuds, then get ready for coaching, interviews with some of the industry's biggest names, and transformations to enrich your personal brand and grow your business. You can discover why people all over the world have called this podcast their go-to for all things influence, impact, and brand growth for more than 6 years. Subscribe to the Influencer Podcast with Julie Solomon today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.